More than 1,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the coronavirus, as the total number of cases worldwide totals nearly 500,000. Let's bring in Dr. Tom Frieden. He was director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention under President Obama. He now heads the group Resolve to Save Lives. Dr. Frieden, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with New York. Obviously, now the epicenter of the coronavirus in the United States. You were the commissioner of the New York City Health Department. Why do you think New York got to this point, and what should the city and the state and the federal government be doing about it?
Really, three things. First, New York City has people from all over the world. Second, lots and lots of crowding here in New York City. And third, just by chance, it came first. And it's a warning to everywhere else in the country to take this very seriously so things don't get out of control.
What can be done in New York right now to make sure that the healthcare system is not overwhelmed? This is obviously one of the biggest concerns of the governor there, Andrew Cuomo.
Absolutely, and with reason. The key is to surge as safely as possible. And that means that in New York City today, people who have mild symptoms should not seek testing or care. It will just use up resources, risk others or risk themselves if they're not infected. And one thing that may not be widely understood is that in order to flatten the curve, we ask people to shelter in place, to stay home. But there's a second reason that that's so important everywhere. That's buying time so that we can ramp up our ability to provide protective equipment to healthcare workers. And it's going to be very hard to keep up with the need if cases skyrocket, as they have been in parts of the country and parts of the world.
Do you think that we are going to be in a situation like Italy in this country?
I certainly hope not. I'm very fearful for what will happen in New York City in the coming week or two, because the people sick today were infected about 10 to 14 days ago. It takes on average 5 to 6 days between the time you're infected and the time you get sick, and then another week or so before you get very sick in most cases. So we're likely to see this continue to get worse before it starts to get better. But it will get better, and it's worth remembering that bad as this is, and it's really bad, 99 out of 100 people with it are going to survive.
When are we going to know what the effect of these extraordinary measures are to keep people at home, to close down non-essential businesses all across this country?
Within 2 or 3 weeks, you should see a change in the shape of what we call the epidemic curve. However, the other thing that needs to be tracked is, are we scaling up our intensive care capacity? Are we scaling up our testing, contact tracing, isolation, and quarantine capacity in our public health departments? And depending on how well we do that, will depend on what we can do next. What's the next step in this? And what I've suggested is that we focus on loosening the faucet, not opening the floodgates, but loosening the faucet on social activity, physical distancing, first having people who are not older, don't have underlying conditions, to go out more. So it's a question of gingerly reopening the faucet rather than suddenly everyone coming out and then have it come roaring back.
That is Tom Frieden, who is the former director of the CDC, now president and CEO of the group Resolve to Save Lives. Dr. Frieden, thank you.
Thank you.